Today, members of Code Pink in Washington, D.C. interrupted the confirmation hearing of John Bolton as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Allison Yora, who was escorted out of the hearings, is on the line with us today. Allison, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Have you done actions like this before?
No, I have never done anything like this before. I'm a mom with two kids. This is highly unusual for me, but I'm very glad that I did it.
Awesome. How did they treat you once you began protesting? Like, did anyone who saw you give any response?
There were three of us, and the first person that spoke got escorted out relatively quickly, and then I started speaking, and it took them what felt to me a very long time to get to me, to remove me. So in the process, I had said what I wanted to say, and then there was a gentleman behind me who, you know, basically said, "Listen, you know, let these people have their voice. You sit down. You don't get to say anything here." And I live in Washington, D.C., and I don't know if the people in Houston know this, but we don't have a voice here. We don't have representation in Congress. That is my voice. That's the only power I have. I mean, I, you know, could sign internet petitions until the cows come home, but I'm too frustrated for that now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they got to do action.
Yeah, so why do you oppose Bolton in the first place?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, I wasn't sure I was going to do this whole thing, and what solidified it for me was learning that he was a former director of the Project for the New American Century. And this is a group that believes that American domination is through military might is the only solution to problems. And this administration keeps putting these people in power. It's Dick Cheney, it's Wolfowitz, it's Rumsfeld, it's Pearl, it's Woolsey, the list goes on and on. And when I found out that he was a former director, what I don't get is someone who believes in preemptive attacks how do you reconcile that kind of conviction of preemptive mm-hmm. attacks and peacekeeping? They just don't go together.
Mm-hmm. What other tactics does Code Pink use besides interrupting big speeches?
Code Pink name derived from the Code Yellow, Code Orange. You know, it got to be so absurd, the code colors of the terror alerts, and so we came up with Code Pink and went with that. And so what we do is we give people the pink slip, you know, such as in being fired. And so but in our case, we'll dye a piece of lingerie pink, like a slip, and hand it to them and let them know that they're not doing their job as we see fit.
Awesome. What other types of causes are you fighting for?
Within the administration or in general?
In general, with your organization.
Oh, with Code Pink.
Yes.
We've recently been doing a vigil at Walter Reed Hospital, which is the hospital that a bulk of the returning Iraqi soldiers are brought to late at night, of course, under the cover of darkness, and, you know, maybe for multiple reasons, but it does seem fishy to me. And we did a week-long vigil out there to draw attention to the fact that they're brought in secret, and that while everybody's, you know, driving around with their little magnetic bumper sticker that says support the troops, the Republicans in Congress are cutting their benefits. I mean, every Republican except for Lincoln Chafee voted against spending an extra $2.4 billion on medical aid for these guys. And I think that's outrageous.
Yeah.
So we're going to be continuing that every Friday night. So anybody who is in that area, in Houston, who knows anybody in D.C., please come out and join us.
Okay, and how can the viewers get in touch? How can they get this information?
Code Pink, if you just go to Code Pink, if you Google Code Pink, you'll get the stuff. And then you can go on the page. There's a sign up for action alerts. And you can look at your local Code Pink. I'm sure there's something in Houston. And we would love to get people involved. There's like 100 chapters, probably 100 or more chapters nationwide. There's 40 to 45,000 people involved.
Wow.
It is a women's peace organization, but we welcome men. We want men to be part of this movement, have a voice.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.